This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The National Retail Federation this morning is predicting modest growth in our holiday shopping this year, up about 4%. Here to talk a little retailers, our regular Tuesday guest, Julie Niemann, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeff.
So 4% holiday shopping growth, that's not exactly going gangbusters, is it?
Well, 70% of the economy is driven by consumer spending. And when retail sales are very important, you've got about 40% coming in the Christmas season. Now, like you said, it's not as going to be as enthusiastic as 2011. 4% versus 5% growth, that's still good. But we've got a shopping list of anxieties, jobs, debt, housing, elections, fiscal cliff. And that, by the way, could cost about $3,500 in higher taxes to consumers. But consumers do have some additional concerns and coins in the jeans for the holiday season, so they are going to spend. It won't be totally dismal.
And before we get ahead of ourselves here, let's not forget, it's October now. We've got Halloween shopping coming up, right?
Well, that's the real beginning of the holiday season. Almost 70% of Americans spend on Halloween. They spend about $72, $73. That's about $8 billion in sales coming. The fastest growing segment is not candy, but $20 dog costumes and, of course, doggy pet treats. I think we're all kind of losing our grip here.
All right. We're also getting some auto sales numbers today. So far, we see strong growth at Chrysler, still waiting on some of the others. What are the trends to watch there?
Well, autos and trucks likely to be the fourth solid month of gains here, and we're going to be moving to 14.5 million in vehicle sales sold this year. This is huge, and we've got a lot of pent-up demand. The average age of an auto is about 11 years old. AAA is on your speed dial, but credit terms are really easy money. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, the country's loan arranger, is writing again with the 0% interest rates for the Fed. The deals are all in trucks. They had a little overproduction there. Cars, SUVs, and crossovers, a little higher price. But once again, we're looking at nearly free financing as luring in shoppers. This is going to be a good year for auto sales.
All right. Julie Niemann with Smith Moore & Company. Thank you.
You bet.